This conference will now be recorded.
It's Fernando. He's looking to come in and he's waiting. Is he in queue, Samantha?
It's not locked right now, so he should be able to just come right in. Yeah, the meeting is unlocked.
All right. It says he's waiting for you, it says on his end.
Maybe he has a link to the wrong
meeting. Can somebody read me the code and I'll type it out to him? If anybody has the code for this one.
For the phone? Or for the...
Yeah. For the regular thing. I'm sure he'll be on his computer.
Okay, it's https://global.gotomeeting.com/join/544-53-9493.
Perfect.
Okay. All right. I'll send that and hopefully you'll get on the meeting as soon as you can. So we'll call the meeting to order. The roll call here will be very short, but we have council members Davis, Schwantes, and Meske. We have from the city Samantha Beckman, Brian Grammitz, and Rob Baumgarn. Is there anybody I missed that is in attendance? All right, very good. The only item that we have on the agenda this evening is the recreation assistant hiring. I do not have a regular sheet, so I don't know who will introduce it, but we'll wait patiently to hear.
Bob, would you like to start?
Good evening, everyone. The recreation assistant position was put on hold back in, I think it was actually March, because of the COVID-19 situation that we were in. We didn't feel like it was right to hire full-time people at that time, not being kind of uncertain about what was all going to happen. So now with the governor's orders that are out in place now, a lot of our programs are up and running. We did receive new information on late Friday evening that adult recreation will be able to get started with their games actually this Wednesday. So that's a big plus for our department. Then it also gets us our youth games going. And then our indoor activities can start July 1st. So we're going to get awful busy with a lot of our programming. Right now we have Ryan doing the facilities and adults. Alex is working on the youth rec, and Britta is working with the splash pad, the bikes, and assisting in the office area. And we do not have a front office person right now because the recreation assistant hasn't been hired. So we're looking at trying to get that position up and running again. We did have interviews ready to go. So we would like to reopen that position so we can get those interviews conducted. Sam's probably going to reach out to the ones that we are looking at to interview and see if they're still interested in that position. If people are not, we kind of go back to the pool and see who else has applied and see if there's any interest in it that way, but trying to get that position going so we can get staff out and about and get our department fully staffed.
Okay, thank you, Rob. Any questions for Rob about that? Councilor Schwantes?
Sorry, I was going to wait and let someone else speak first and I forgot. I was just wondering, so that means you're not going to repost it at all unless the original applicants are, that pool is unavailable?
Yeah, we felt like we should honor that. We've asked them to interview, and it was actually the day of we were going to conduct those interviews that we postponed it. Sam and I had some brief conversations about this, about, you know, offering it back to the people that we offered those interviews for. And let's see what we can get back, because those were the candidates that we were interested in. We don't know who's going to be interested, so we may have to go back into the pool as well.
We also actually never closed the posting. We just didn't move forward with interviewing. So we actually have gotten several more applicants since then. So we do have a pretty big pool to go back to if some of our original employees aren't, or original applicants, excuse me, are no longer available.
Thank you. That makes me feel more comfortable. That's great. Thank you.
Other questions? I'm going to have one in general for, nope, he's going to stop speak instead. So I'll let it see if I still have one. Go ahead, Brian.
I was just going to note, you know, for the record that we have had contact of at least one or two of the applicants asking, are you going to start at, are you going to fulfill it? So I think there's going to be the original pool. There will at least be a few that are still available, because let's face it, the hiring market hasn't been tremendously great. So I think we can pick up from where we were. So.
Well, that question will be kind of where I was going to ask City Administrator Graham. When you say the hiring market hasn't been that great, as far as when you're looking at where we're at financially for the city of Willmar going forward here, and as we've been very hesitant to start opening hiring, are you confident that we are moving in the right direction here and we can hire this person and we got the resources to do it, we got the work to do it? Because of course we don't want to hire someone and then find out that the economics don't look good and then we have to lay people off or something. I'm not saying we're doing that, but that is a scenario that could happen. I just want your opinion on that.
Yeah, committee members, I guess I would say, you know, this is probably, you know, like when you come into City Hall, the first people you see, and they're a very important part of the operation because they've got a more global perspective and they it's kind of like the glue that keeps it all together, knowing what's all going on. And that position's been vacant for a while. And although we have been filling in, the governor's orders has little by little opened back up the opportunities for recreation, which then starts taking, you know, even our fill-in people, taking them away and getting them going. So we'll have a void. So I believe at this point in time, we need the position. Unfortunately, it's kind of like we get a new person and tomorrow you got to know what's all going on because the governor opened everything up. Okay. So that's the situation we find ourselves in financially. You know, we budgeted for it. It's, you know, the money in the budget is there. We'll know later on in the year exactly how much it actually comes in or how much we're short or what the state actually does to us. But right at this point, the city of Willmar is financially in a good situation. So I wouldn't be concerned about the financial aspect of that. Number one, it'd be like saying, if there's a vacancy in the police department, well, should we or should we not fill it? No, the answer is no, we need that police officer. Well, this is in that same vein, although it's not public safety, it's all the programming is opening up, and this is one of those positions that we need to fill in order to keep the whole recreation program going. So, you know, with that, I think we're good money-wise, and I think the need is going to peak here probably in the next, you know, 30 some days. You know, we should have somebody, you know, on site.
Thank you. Councilmember Alvarado.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I know, I understand that we're getting geared up and I understand that things are opening up. Is this going to be a full-time equivalent or is it going to be a three-quarters time equivalent? And the reason I'm asking about that is I don't know what obviously none of us know what the future brings. We're seeing numbers increase down south where the weather is supposed to be adverse to the virus because it's warmer and that sort of thing. I just worry about what may happen in October, November, December, went through January. And you know, I'm just wondering how we look at that, or how have we thought about that going down the road. Thank you.
Does anybody want to address that question? Go ahead, City Administrator Grammons.
I have no clue what's going to happen in October and November. I'm going to be totally honest with you. But what I can tell you is that we're not going to be in this situation forever. You know, the goal is to get us back to normal. And there may be some spikes, you know, some high points and low points, you know, going on into the future. But basically, how I see it, this opening up is going to continue, and then we'll have little peaks and valleys. But eventually, you know, 6 months from now, we'd be saying, now we're back to normal. We're still going to have COVID-19 infections. You know, that's going to go on and on and on, but we will open up. And so my belief is that even though it might get a little worse, get a little bit better, depending on how they open up and close the public's ability to get together, we probably are going to open up probably sooner than later. And there will always be some sort of programming going on. And if anybody knows, you know, the need, it's probably Rob, you know, having somebody not in the front office while, you know, the rest of the staff is, you know, maybe mowing grass, but who's there answering the questions, you know, for what's going on with rec. So I don't know what's going to happen in the future, but the trend is it's opening up, and we'll see what happens. You know, who knows what happens by October, November, but this was a position prior to COVID-19, and we just delayed it to see what was happening. We kind of got an idea, and I think at this point in time, we probably should bring the person on, whomever that might be. And if we run into a situation, we're going like, well, we don't know if we have any work, and maybe it's a halftime position, and you know, by November, well, then they're going to be doing some other things, you know, rather than sitting in the front office again. They will be productive, just like our current park and rec staff, maybe mowing grass. They may not be doing programming, but they're going to be doing something. So I think that's the plan, is that fill the position, look to the future. We're going to be opening up little by little. We'll have to adjust as time goes by. But if they do come on, they will be doing something that will benefit the city for the wages that we're paying them.
We also have the job description that was updated in March. And I would assume that now that we've had some time off with this situation with COVID, is there anything, is that still the correct job description that we have? There's nothing that should be modified now that we've seen some time off. I look at the one piece, it's perform other duties of a comparable level or type as required. I think that covers the other tasks that are being done now. Are we comfortable with the job description?
Yeah, I'm very comfortable with it. Some of the reasons why we kind of opened it up to that other recreation duties as assigned as well, just for this type of incidents. If, you know, we have flag football going on and we need help going out on the football field, and we have another program starting, per se, movies in the park that's happening, that we can utilize this person as well.
Thank you. Any other questions pertaining to the recreation assistant position?
Mr. Chair, motion to move forward with hiring the recreation assistant position.
Second.
There's a motion made by Councillor Schwantes, seconded by Councillor Davis. Discussion on the motion. Hearing none, we'll move to the roll call vote. HR Director Beckman, if you would, please.
Alvarado.
Aye.
Maskey.
Aye.
Fortes.
Aye.
And Davis.
Aye.
That motion carries. Is there, we have miscellaneous on here. Is there anything else that needs to come before the labor this evening? Councilmember Davis.
I just want to tell Rob, I went to the splash pad just to check it out last week, and I was really impressed with how it was all set up. They had the rope around, and they had a board with the 20-minute time increments for the kids to be in there. And it just looked really nice and very, very well thought out. And the kids were having a lot of fun. They did say some of the little ones were running under the rope, but they were able to bring them back. So yeah, it was pretty cool.
Thank you very much. Britta did a nice job.
Any other miscellaneous to come before Labor Committee this evening? Seeing lots of shaking of the heads of no. Do we have a motion to adjourn?
So moved. Alvarado.
Moved by Mr. Alvarado, seconded by Mrs. Schwantes. We are adjourned. Thank you for your attendance this evening. Sorry we couldn't drag it out longer, but I think we took care of our business. So have a good rest of your week. We'll see you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you.